Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. Why computer-based training can cripple your people skills. Machines can teach tasks machines can do. Computers can teach you how to talk to computers, so to speak. But neither is any good at teaching you how to work with those who can actually talk back. In the age of technology, we spend much time simplifying and digitizing the training process. And that simplification often includes popping people in front of a computer and expecting them to learn how to work with people. But it doesn't work well, and here's why. First, technology doesn't talk. Well, wait a minute. Actually, in many cases it does, but it's pre-programmed and predictable. Most people are not. In soft skills or the training courses that focus on communication, confidence, leadership, or other less linear lessons, you're teaching employees to use good judgment, to make better decisions, or even manage the voices in their head. If everyone's head, heart, background, and experiences were the same, a computer could teach them how to move ahead. But in most cases, a person who can customize to the specific needs of the people in the room works better instead. Secondly, and my favorite, you can't swim on the floor. One of my favorite shows is The Big Bang Theory. And in one episode, the ever-brilliant Sheldon talks about learning how to swim from his computer and on the floor. For when the ice caps melt, you'd have to watch it to make sure you understood why that was funny. But when asked if he'd ever been in the water to practice, he said, "Well, of course not. I'm afraid of the water." It's one thing to practice, for example, dealing with difficult people and many different scenarios on a computer. It's quite another to learn to make difficult people disappear in a classroom environment where you can actually prepare and practice and in which your difficult person is present. Finally, introverts are only half of the equation. Now, there's a case to be made for the concept that computer-based training was built for the more introverted part of our population. Even if the computer talks to you and there's a video present or a person walking across your screen, people don't talk or stop talking at the push of a button. People don't provide you with only multiple choice answers. People are, well, people. And the training designed for those who think things through and follow a linear process of cause and effect may well only address the needs of half the population. If you want everyone to learn how to work with the people you lead, you may need to have a multi-medium approach to training them how to do so. For years, corporations and industries have found cost savings in web or computer-based training. And while there's value there, they also are starting to see the savings in skills, which does not readily produce results. Bringing in a multifaceted approach, for example, webinars and training classes and assessments for your learners will equip them to deal with computers and people. For more information on such leadership development training provided by Contagious Companies, go to contagiouscompanies.com. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great Monday, an even better week, and of course, stay contagious.